MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 6, 2025. A Salem man convicted of murder pleads guilty to other charges, and a Trump decision could hurt a Manchester-by-the-Sea project. Mix of sun and clouds, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 9:55 a.m. and 10:01 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, a Salem man who was convicted last year for the 1971 murder of a Bedford woman and for soliciting another witness to commit perjury in his 2024 murder trial has pleaded guilty to all remaining charges, according to officials. 77-year-old Arthur L. Masai, who 53 years after the fact was convicted for the murder of Natalie Shublin in her home in Bedford, pleaded guilty to all remaining pending charges against him on Monday. The charges included attempted extortion, solicitation to commit usury, also known as loan sharking, and threatening to cause physical injury or death, according to Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan and Bedford Police Chief John Fisher. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times, Manchester Attorney General Andrea Campbell got an up-close look at the area of the pivotal Central Street culvert and bridge replacement project in Manchester by the Sea and met with town officials Tuesday morning over concerns that its funding could be in jeopardy. The project is made possible by a $4.5 million grant awarded about 2.5 years ago from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities, or BRIC program, B-R-I-C. And as we all know, that's in jeopardy, according to Select Board Vice Chair John Round. He also said that money represents more than half of the overall financing for the project. So, if that money is in jeopardy, indeed, so the project is in jeopardy. The money is threatened by the Trump administration's decision to shut down the BRIC program, according to officials. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
There was a bit of a frenzy at Gloucester City Hall Monday as hundreds of residents had received warnings over the weekend due to supposed late payments of real estate taxes. This is Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga.
Yes, there was. So we use a vendor like I think most, if not all, of the season towns in the Commonwealth to handle our tax bills. And in February, we were informed that there was, or someone discovered there was an error, and they had failed to mail out a number of them. And so fast forward to today, Monday, the first business day since these demand letters went out. So the people who didn't get their tax notice and didn't pay their taxes because they never got the notice to remind them, got the demand notice over the weekend, which made it even worse. I spoke to someone on Sunday who had gotten it Saturday, which is very frustrating for her that, you know, you have to wait Saturday and Sunday before you can come in and, you know, air your grievances to the collector's window. Mm-hmm. And airing of grievances happened yesterday quite a bit.
After complaints were aired out at City Hall on Monday, Mayor Verga says there is some good news.
Airing of grievances happened yesterday quite a bit. So that's the bad news, that the vendor we had had an error. The good news is anybody who had first and foremost, those pink demand notices, don't worry about. It's not a problem. But any late fees or interest charges will be reversed. So all is well, except for the shock that people had opening those pink notices. So and we will be looking at other vendors.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. And on itemlive.com, the reporting is that registration is open for Introduction to Judaism, a 21-week course for non-Jews who want to explore Judaism or are considering conversion. Classes meet via Zoom on Thursday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. beginning September 4. The syllabus covers a variety of topics, and local rabbis will teach the lessons. The course is free. Visit LappinFoundation.org to register and view the schedule and instructions. For more information, contact Sharon Weiner at 978-565-4450. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, Danvers High School has hired Jill McGinnity as the new field hockey coach. This is a return to Danvers for the coach as she coached the Falcons from 2013 to 2020. Swampscott High School is looking for a field hockey coach. Applicants can contact Athletic Director Kelly Wolf at 781-596-8875. The results are in for the Yankee homecoming race in Newburyport in the 5K. Top male winner, Steve Dowsett of Newburyport. Top female, Dania Bowden of West Newbury. In the 10-mile, the winner was Cam Leonard of Newburyport on the men's side. On the women's side, it was Sidney Fitzpatrick of Billerica. The Red Sox are the hottest team in the American League right now. Sox have won 9 out of the last 10 games. Last night, a 6-2 win over the Royals. That series winds up tonight at Fenway Park. And as the 2025-26 high school sports season approaches, MSO is checking in with the area's athletics directors. In Danvers, Drew Betts' office is going to be missing a key asset for a while.
Yeah, so in terms of, I'm very fortunate here. I have an assistant athletic director in Morgan Sitars, and she's incredible. She does an amazing job, is incredibly organized, hardworking, and is a huge asset. So she will actually be out on maternity leave this fall. So she is due with her third son at the end of August, so we will definitely miss her this fall. But, you know, we're very fortunate to have some really strong coaches that will kind of be very helpful to me sort of throughout this fall. And then we're also beneficial, or, you know, it's a huge benefit that we have an athletic trainer here in Amanda Levesque, who is a Danvers resident and also has been, you know, here for a number of years. So she also is a great touch point for a lot of our student athletes and coaches as well.
That's Danvers High School Director of Athletics, Drew Betts. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.